Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the award-winning program, Talk of the Town. I'm Denny Heindel. My guests today are June Sorg, Ronnie Bible, and Dan Freeberg. And they're running to be reelected on May the 17th in the primary election. It's going to be an interesting program. We're going to talk about things about the Marcellus Shale, about Governor Corbett's budget cutting, and just how things are running down here at the courthouse. Have all three of these in front of me, and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Dan. Thanks and Ronnie, thank you
thank
for coming.
Thank you very much.
Ronnie, I'll start with you. Do you have any thoughts regarding the killing of Osama bin Laden?
Denny, I think that was probably one of the greatest things that has happened in this country since the end of World War II. And the reason why I say that, it wasn't only killing Osama bin Laden, but I think it put a damper to the terrorists, the Al-Qaeda group that he was in charge of. It also gave a lot of credit to our military and also the people that were involved for the past 10 years in Iraq, in Iran. I think they the Loudons down in Brockport can have a little bit of closure that their son didn't go in vain, that it was a reason, and an honorable reason why he was serving in Iraq. So I think for our country, it was not an individual losing his life, but it was that individual which was governing a large terrorist group that was just a thorn in American side for the past 10 years. But I want to say that I can remember George Bush saying, you can run, you can hide, but we are going to get you. And it came to fruit. So.
Yeah. Like, what about your thoughts, Dan?
Well, obviously very, very good news for America. I think it proves our resolve. I think it strengthens us. I believe it is a testimony to our intelligence and our military, and it's just a good day for all of us. I think, yeah, we have some credibility where maybe there was some skepticism coming in after 10 years of not being able to get this guy, and he was, as Ron said, such a symbol of everything bad that's going on, and when you get a figurehead like that, you deal a huge blow to that opposition, and it's not the end of it, but it is, as Ron said, what a huge step for us in the right direction.
Those Navy SEALs must be something else, huh?
Very impressive. I'd really like to hear more about the details of how that went down, when they can release it, if they can, because how interesting. And my son, who's just reaching early teen years, and he's so interested, and it would be neat to get some more information as they can on it, just how that happened, because that's the type of thing that builds a lot of our pride, and you have that interest with your young people too, because it's a great success, something to be really, really proud and wave the flag about.
June Sorg, do you have any thoughts on that? And sorry to keep you last, June.
No, that's fine.
I went from left to right, okay?
It was just a proud day for America, and so thankful for all the servicemen that have given so much for us. And like everyone has said, it's just been a long time coming, and we're really grateful for what has happened, and thankful to all the servicemen.
What do you guys think the biggest challenge is facing Elk County? And Ronnie, we'll start with you.
Well, I think that the biggest challenge is really taking care of our financial situation the way it is, with the federal government and the state government cutting back in the budget. That is our big challenge, to make sure that we can keep our taxes low and we can continue to keep running our programs, and financially that we can have a real stable county even with cutbacks.
What do you think, Dan?
Absolutely. I know the three of us agree. We have I consider our operation a pretty delicate operation, meaning very easily could you upset the apple cart, if you will, in terms of revenue coming in versus what's going out. We have a tightrope going where we have a record of working within our means. All of our departmental budgets, they toe the line. They know we mean business. Working with the unions, we have a good relationship there with our insurances and wages and all those type of contracts. So we have to keep that going, critical. But to expound a little bit more on an issue facing Elk County is just to get off of that a little bit, is the susceptibility to our excellent powdered metal industry, and meaning the susceptibility to market downtrends, as we saw in 2009. So anywhere we can help with diversification, obviously the masters of powdered metal, we have so much talent here, as you know all about. Anything we can help in our capacity in community and economic development is a critical issue and responsibility of us too, through North Central or through our own departments, to keep them going, to help with diversification, not have all your eggs in one basket, maybe with auto, things like that. That's something that we've bounced back so wonderfully from 2009, which is a testimony again to you guys in that industry. But we are there to help with that as we can in our capacity.
June, do you have anything to add?
No, I was just going to echo what Ron had said about our budget. And a lot of our agencies are very susceptible to different changes within the state and federal government. Just this year, we have a fund. It's called HSDF. Human Services Development Fund. And we used to get around $80,000, and it has no ties to it. We can use it for any service within the community, which would be a human service agency. We did a lot of really good things for it, and it was actually zeroed out this year. We've met with Scarnati and Gobbler to explain to them how important this funding is for our area. Say, for example, CAPSIA for mental health, mental retardation, Dickinson, those agencies, for people that fall through the cracks that they're not able to fund through different ways, this was something that was really important to them. So we're hoping that, you know, they haven't passed the budget yet, that they'll take a second look at it. And they assured us that they would really consider it when they looked at the budget. So that's something that we try to do very often, meet with the legislators. So.